Chapter 3. Timing and Prophesize. Let us speak of timing. You are well into the portion of time which has seen all the prophecies come into reality of experience. Most have been in place for well over a decade. You were told that you would know. Well, the fig tree is beyond the budding stage. The new leaves are set upon the branches. You too, when you see these things, all prophecies coming together, recognize that it is near, right at the door. I forewarned that the generation in place when these things all came to being would be the generation which would see the transition come to pass. What were the major signs? Let me refresh thy minds. I would prefer, dear ones, that you do your homework and study the revelations. Why do you ones hate of thy homework so badly? Thine way is not to be the way of ease and spoon feedings. You have increased activity in thy earth upheavals in more widespread manner than in all history of thy planet as you know it. As the large quakes happen, they will be more and more intense. Have I not said that one of the largest will split the earth from the Dead Sea to the Mediterranean Sea? Many countries will be split into portions differing in landscape from what is now present. The earth is in constantly building pressures. Can the atmosphere, so polluted already, bear the burden of volcanic toxins poured forth? Famine? Is there not dead and dying in some of thy countries? Are there not hungry within thy own areas? Available food is not yet the major problem, but mankind who hoards for profit. It makes no difference to the dying children from whence does not come the bread. Are there not increasing and abounding homeless? Are there not more and more ones who call the gutters their home and await the passing of time that they might simply die and move on? What about pollution? Is it going better with all thy curbs? Is it not even rotting away even thy statuary? What might this be doing to thy precious bodies? It is not localized unto any one place any longer, sit is throughout thy world. From space you are a smudge pot. Thy atmosphere is changed and beyond transposition. One of the major prophecies was that Israel would be again founded as a nation. Is it not so? But it took a land portion which belonged to another people. That fragile existence is so explosive that it will break at any moment. More than that, the thrust of the Israel peoples themselves is hardening and hostile. What do you think would happen to a Messiah in that place today? So be it. Thy own country of America, birthed in freedom and glory, is fated. It is already beyond rebirthing. It is ready to fall to monetary collapse. Weep for thy loss, for it is beyond measure. It will, however, contribute unto the ultimate transition of thy world, for it provides a place for our work to go forth. It is still a great shelter for thy works. It is so written that it would come to be this way. The Chinese peoples have between 400-500 million persons available for military use, already with nuclear capability in place. Thy guideline was 200 million from a given sector. The before stated troops are from thy place labeled China, alone. Would you not agree that the Arab world along with the world's Muslims threaten a war that could destroy the nation of Israel? Is not the entire world at the point of mass warfare over the areas of the Middle East? Could it be over oil, maybe? Is not the European community of 10 becoming more and more powerful and considering less and less the input of the United States? So be it. Is there not mass upheaval and reshifting in almost all sectors? Worst of all, is not the entire world in terror of nuclear holocaust? Does it not come closer each and every day? Did not you know just in thy current week, India launched long-range missiles with nuclear capability? Do you not think Satan will provide the ones who will supply the warheads?